Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Chamber President and CEO Brenda Easter about the most recent Indianola Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting. Indianola Chamber of Commerce, fourth ribbon cutting just of this summer, and it's been a difficult summer, I think, for everybody, but still being able to do things like this, it's pretty fun.
It's awesome. You know, any time that we can celebrate the opening of a new business right here in Indianola, it's a great day. And I think for our economy as a whole, the more that we can continue to add the new businesses, help our current businesses do well, the better our local economy will be.
Well, this was a ribbon cutting for Scooter's Coffee, a drive-through coffee place here. Talk about just working with them and the interactions just today.
I'll tell you what, Scooter's Coffee is located at 1211 North Jefferson Way right here in Indianola, Iowa. It is right across from Kayakota on our main entryway into Indianola. And it's really a great location. It's a drive-through, so you can grab a quick cup of coffee, a cookie, something sweet. They have a large menu of really wonderful items that I'm sure everyone can enjoy. And I think what's super interesting about the owners is that this is their eighth location of Scooter's Coffees that they own, and five of them are right here in Iowa, one right here in Indianola, Iowa. So I think we're blessed to have them select Indianola. We have a lot to offer here, and I know that our residents are very supportive of all of our businesses, and we're thankful for that.
Well, talk a little bit about the feedback you've gotten from business owners as this summer has gone on about, you know, just what the difficulties they're going through, but also some of the positives that they're seeing now as it's starting to come back a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, our community has been so supportive of our businesses, and this has been a difficult year. It's been challenging. The pandemic crisis has made it interesting for all of us, trying to continue to support the people and the businesses that we love, and yet trying to do it safely. You know, we wore masks today. I think that's something important for a small business owner, especially. They can't afford to be sick. So, you know, wearing a mask is critical in keeping our economy moving forward, in keeping our businesses open. And I think what's really, really extra special about Indianola is that everybody goes out of their way when they know that we have some people struggling, you know, volunteering to help, taking a moment and going out of their way to do business locally has made a big difference for our economy. It's kept our businesses open, and I can't thank you enough. They can't thank you enough. Now, we're not out of this pandemic crisis, so I'm going to ask you all for a favor. You know, we're getting some consumer confidence. We're getting out of our houses a little bit more, and yet it's not over. I just want to encourage everyone to continue. If you can't get out of your house, if you'd like to order online, you know, call the business. Curbside delivery, they can pick up. Some of the businesses actually deliver. Restaurants will do delivery. Whatever you can do to help support these businesses going into the winter is going to be critical. And I know I appreciate it, but I think the businesses will survive because of us, and they want to serve you. And you're never going to find more gracious hometown hospitality than right here in Indianola.
Well, speaking of that hometown hospitality, I think I need to give a shout out to the Chamber ambassadors as well. A lot of them take time off of work or their lunch breaks and come out and do these ribbon cuttings. So what do you think that means when a new business with the Chamber sees all these ambassadors and people in the community show up to these ribbon cuttings?
Let me tell you, when you're new to a community, there is nothing more important than meeting people who greet you with a smile, who thank you for coming, and couldn't be happier to get to know you. And I believe Indianola is full of residents just like that. Our ambassadors, our business owners, our employees of our businesses who take the time out of their day, who come and greet and welcome our new business owners. Some of them we know very well, some of them we don't know at all, and it's just fun to make a new friend. So I can't thank our ambassadors and our chamber board members. You know, we had a couple of them here today. They do everything they can to support our local businesses, to support our community. We want to make this the best place to live, to, you know, work, and to raise your family.
Once again, that was Brenda Easter discussing the most recent ribbon cutting by the Indianola Chamber. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.